You are listening to AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region.
Conservatives attacking workers with the Bill 47. It again reveals that Justin Trudeau has more in common with Ford Nation than with working people across the land. And, of course, the postal workers of Canada, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, is a legal strike, rolling the walkout. Still, I got mail today, because it's not a complete strike. They're pressuring, putting pressure on the bosses, who really, in the end, are controlled by in government. And if people are a little frustrated about any part of the postal strike, contact your member of parliament and ask them to just support the workers' right to fair bargaining and support the workers what they're asking for. Postal workers are asking for more workers to do the work because there's more heavy packages being delivered through services like Amazon or a higher injury rate. So if you're feeling frustrated by the postal, by the strike that's happening right now, but you support workers and you support your neighbors and your friends who are postal workers, then put pressure on the bosses. That's how this strike will end. If there's pressure on the bosses, the employees will get what the employees need to work in a safe environment, fix the chronic understaffing problems. And this is an organization that Canada Post is making profits for, 20 years now? Year by year, making profits. Millions. And they're not willing to hire enough people and make the working conditions safe for the postal workers. So please, call your local MP and demand they respect the health and safety of the postal workers, that they accept the conditions and the offers. The Canada Post rejected the last offer from the workers, reasonable demands, and just rejected it and waiting for back-to-work legislation from Justin Trudeau. Announced maybe pushing it through today, trying to get it through. It shows how neoliberal economic ideology between the liberal just passed Bill 47, a bill that legislation that has taken away workers' rights that were fought over decades, really. These demands, some of them should have been their basic rights, but things like two paid sick days a year, so you don't have to choose between going to work and making everybody sick or staying home and getting better. Making everybody sick, of course, costs more money. They're stopping the rise of the minimum wage to $15, was supposed to happen in January. That's Bill 47 stopping that. And several other attacks on workers' rights. Like Justin Trudeau, Doug Ford also doesn't care about workers, which is very clear in this. When they're going to use back to work legislation, the Liberals are going to use this. It's a conservative tactic. It's an anti-worker tactic. And it brings down the struggle of all workers when the government's going to use back-to-work legislation instead of negotiating contracts in good faith, making sure that the people that are doing the work that they say is so important are safe and can do it in a safe manner, that there's enough of them to do the work and haul the larger packages, that there's more options. It also pushing things like postal banking, which would serve remote communities, serve underserviced banking communities or communities that are underserviced by banking services, because there's post offices everywhere. Postal banking could really help fund any of the quests that the union is asking. And keep in mind that they're already making massive profits and record profits year after year. But it would also give access, reliable access to banking services to remote areas, to areas that are underserviced and ignored by banks. Very reasonable requests, and they keep getting denied. Canada Post moving in that neoliberal model of privatization, trying to get rid of workers' rights, getting rid of piece by piece over the decades since hard-fought battles got a lot of workers' rights, including the most recent capitulation from the Wynne government that passed Bill 148, which gave these two paid sick days and all the other bonuses, six actual sick days, non-paid, other protections, and with the postal strike, they're just asking for protections. Their work has evolved over the years. And now they are seeing a rise in injuries. And people shouldn't have to get injured to do their work. They should be able to, if their work is needed to be done, it should be facilitated that it's done in a safe manner for the people that are doing it. And with Justin Trudeau pushing the postal workers back to work through legislation, back-to-work legislation, anti-worker legislation, we're seeing how much he doesn't care about actual people in this country. Putting profits, again, over the people, of course. And I can understand people's frustrations. People kind of, I support them, but you either support them and do the work necessary if you're frustrated, if you're being inconvenienced by the strike, do the work necessary to help end it. And that is support the workers, then we all go up a little bit. All the workers get a little supported. Historically, of course, the postal workers striking in Canada have brought some of the biggest changes in Canadian and that kind of base labor relations in Canada, including maternal leave. So we need to consider these things. Do you like these things that these hard-fought battles like unions like FWS won? And we need to support them even if we're being inconvenienced. That's the whole point of a strike, is to put pressure on the bosses. But we should be putting pressure on the workers. The inconvenience is because the bosses aren't negotiating in good faith. People are calling them all these buggers. It's like, no, these are your friends and neighbors. And unless we see local MPs like Barnes Chagger and Raj Saini speak out against this, they're going to probably vote for back-to-work legislation. They need to be held accountable for their anti-worker views speaking out against it? Do they support their constituents and the health and safety of those constituents? And we need to make sure that they're funded properly, that Canada Post is funded properly, and that the workers have a fair deal that is going to ensure safety. As we see, once again, skyrocketing injury rates. So, now, contact Raj Saini. He's a Liberal MP. British Heavier, Liberal MP. Fury will at least listen to you. They're on Twitter. They have email addresses as well. If you check out Dan Keller on Twitter, you can link to Raj Saini MP and British KW. And ask them, do you support the workers in your community that are postal workers and their health and safety? Or are you going to impose this neoliberal tactic of forcing people back to work without giving them a fair deal? Should be an easy one. All right. Well, solidarity with CUPW. Support CUPW. Canadian Union of Postal Workers is an organization that we should be supporting. That if you're feeling inconvenienced, let's get the strike over. But you know how important this service is. If you're feeling that inconvenience, then you probably know how important it is. And the strike is support the workers. Contact your local MPs. Support the sit-ins. Apparently there's some sit-ins going on right now at various locations. Currently at least 4 MP offices across Canada occupied by postal workers and their allies, demanding that the government uphold CUPW's constitutional right to free collective bargaining. Rescind the back-to-work legislation and solidarity. Negotiate, don't legislate. That was posted up by Aaron Spires on Twitter. So that was 5 hours ago. Maybe there's an update. It was the offices of Liberal MPs Navid Baines, Catherine McKenna, Bill Morneau, Julie Zerzewicz, Stephen Furr, and Jonathan Wilkinson. They're all currently occupied. That was 4 hours ago. That posted up by Ricochet. And it's respect the collective bargaining process is the demand. You can't just get people, force people back to work if their concerns aren't being met. It leads to, especially if one is leading to injury, but also when workers aren't happy, there's more risks to the health and safety. And it's so easy to make them happy, just let's put the workers first. Contact Raj Saini, contact Barnish, and demand rescinding of any federal bill to end the postal strike. All right, AWOL Radio here, Dan Keller in studio. It is 23rd November. Rant done and going with a tune. This is Chumbawamba with the Digger Song. Solidarity with the workers.
You noble diggers all, stand up now, stand up now. You noble diggers all, stand up now. The wasteland to maintain, seen cavaliers by name. Your digging does maintain, and persons all defame. Stand up now, your houses they pull down. Stand up now, your houses they pull down. Stand up now. Your houses they pull down to fright your men in town. But the gentry must come down and the poor shall wear the crown. Stand up now, diggers all. With spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now, with spades and hoes and ploughs, stand up now. Your freedom to uphold, seen cavaliers are bold, to kill you if they could, and rights from you to hold. Stand up now, diggers all. The gentry are all round, stand up now, the gentry are all round, stand up now. The gentry are all round, on each side they are found, their wisdom so profound, to cheat us of our ground. Stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin, stand up now, the lawyers they conjoin, stand up now. To arrest you they advise, such fury they devise. The devil in them lies, and hath blinded both their eyes. Stand up now, the clergy they come in. Stand up now, the clergy they come in. Stand up now. The clergy they come in and say it is a sin that we should now begin our freedom for to win. Stand up now, diggers all, gainst lawyers and gainst priests. Stand up now, gainst lawyers and gainst priests. Stand up now. For tyrants they are both, even flat against their oath. To grant us they are loath, free meat and drink and cloth. Stand up now, diggers all, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Stand up now, the club is all their law. Keep poor men in awe, but they no vision saw to maintain such a law. Stand up now, diggers all.
Neither rain nor snow nor heat nor gloom of night will stop us. All power to the striking workers. Fellow Grady, thanks Grady. Solidarity with Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Oh, Grady, if you don't know Grady yet, check out Grady. Mascot from Philadelphia Flyers NHL team, and he is a fantastic comrade in the battle against fascism and for the creation of a just society. We all radio here with you. It is 4:32. That was the Digger song from Chumbawamba. And impromptu press conference at Minister Catherine McKenna's occupied office. We want the minister to speak with us and commit to voting against back-to-work legislation. Learn more and take action at deliveringcommunitypower.ca/workersrights. Let's just play it.
Legislation at the same time is absolutely ridiculous. You've just given all the power to the corporations and factual. Why would we bother sitting down and negotiating? We only have to wait 48 hours and we get our way again. It's either finding a special mediator and giving instructions to Canada Post. The federal government owns Canada Post. The citizens of Canada own Canada Post. The federal government has every right to tell this corporation to sit down and negotiate with your employees. They are the boss of Canada Post. Canada Post is an arm's length crown corporation from the government. The government needs to reach out and use that arm and tell Canada Post, you need to sit down and negotiate fairly with your employees. Every other government institution manages to sit down and negotiate just make a phone call and have a conversation.
You have to sell.
We're not asking a lot of time. You know, it's unfortunately they've said they've had to cancel all their appointments and shut down their office today. And that's unfortunate. But we're having an immediate crisis currently right now where they're taking away our rights. So I think that overrides what's going on here. And it's an important matter, and we want at least 5 minutes of their time to do it. I just, in 2011, this
administration of Minister Catherine McKenna's office support the Canadian Postal Workers, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, demand Canada Post negotiate, contact your MP, demand negotiation and the rejection of back-to-work legislation. And if there's strike action, support them in whichever way you can. There are plenty of ways to support, whether putting your body on the line alongside in solidarity, whether supporting an occupation with food and moral support, and coffee, pizzas, nights sometimes on occupations. And if there's picket lines, respect them. Right across the land. Yes, if you're inconvenienced by the postal strike, then support the workers. Demand the end of the strike through negotiations. And the postal workers have been putting forth, they've been negotiating in good faith. Canada Post has not. They've been waiting for back-to-work legislation, as you heard in that press conference. That happens all the time, each time they strike. So there we go. Check out People for Postal Workers if you're on the Facebook. Check out Cup W on Twitter, and I'm sure they also have other web pages and whatnot. I mentioned one of them. DeliveringCommunityPower.ca/workers-rights, and there's various ways to take e-action as well as physically supporting your postal workers, their health and safety, and good jobs for your friends and community, fellow community members. All right, I'm not going to keep going on that. We're going with the Strikers, the Rebel Spell here.
communitypower.ca/workersrights. Find out some ways you can put pressure on the bosses and support your friendly neighborhood postal workers. Your radio here on CKMS 102.7, radiowaterloo.ca. It's 4:48, November 23rd, 2018. The neoliberal governments in Canada are going after workers' rights wherever they can. If you want to live in a dystopian neoliberal hellscape, then do nothing. If you do not want to do that, then support your local unions. And I'm not talking about cop unions. Those are not unions. Those are not workers. Those are mercenaries who go and arrest people that do occupations and arrest workers. They are mercenaries. They are not part of the labor movement or really shouldn't be part of society at all. It's a union of mercenaries. That's something, actually, someone asked me the other day, what's going to be done to stop the cop budget from rising? We have a new council now, new councils, new city councils, new regional councils. The cops make so much money for being mercenaries, and especially for the level of training. People that train and do hard work and train and understand how to have compassion and empathy and not shoot people, even if they really want you to shoot them. Cops make too much. Long story short. And over the last decade plus, they've been getting massive increases to the police budget, $5 to $10 million a year. It's gone up like $40 million in the last 8 years. I should really finish off that spreadsheet I had and go back into the paper records to just see the massive, massive increases into the police budgets. If policing brought social well-being, then we'd all have social well-being by now. Policing does not. And the money dump, the vacuum, the trough of those filthy cops, we just fill it every year with more and more cash that could be going towards other issues. If you're worried about tax issues and you don't take on the police budget, then are you really worried about tax issues? Really? Because if we put this money, these millions and millions and millions, and every year more and more and more millions, if we took that and put it into these social programs, into supporting community, not into dividing community and coming in a carceral way in part of this, the horrible injustice system that we have in Canada, what are we going to do about this budget? Contact your local council members, your city council, and have them make sure they pressure the regional council to deny any increases in funding to the police budget. Let's start there. Let's start at not increasing the police, the massive, the $160 million plus dollars, whatever it is. Let's start by not increasing it anymore. That'd be super. So if you could contact your local regional councilor and your city councilors, let's get on this. That's right across the province, of course. That police budgets are always asking for more and more and more cops and all of this. Let's get that money into services that have a chance of actually supporting community and creating the kind of neighborhoods and communities that support everybody, that where everyone can flourish and do themselves and are supported through whatever struggles happen to exist. But we can't do that while we're dumping extra millions every year into the police state, into an industrial police complex. Police industrial complex into the carceral state and the injustice system. Let's start with stopping, just like with climate change. We need to stop increasing. And we're not even at the point of stopping the acceleration, let alone stopping the increase. And it's same with the police budget, it's just this acceleration. And support workers like the postal workers, they do good work and support their health and safety. And fight back against the police budgets that are draining necessary resources for the rest of us. Here Lisa Simpson, the Union Strike song. Check out deliveringcommunitypower.ca/workersrights. Support your postal workers. They do great work. They shouldn't have to be injured. Should be properly compensated. They should have the same benefits, perhaps equal benefits to the bosses, including those pensions the bosses always get, or the golden parachutes they always get, and the ridiculous compensation they always get. For what? Are they innovating anything? Are they really doing anything? Put any worker from the floor in on a managerial position, in a boss position, an administrator role. Anybody that wants to, hey, you want to do this? Yeah, let's do that. And we'll work together instead of this ridiculous hierarchy where we have CEOs making 200 times what the average worker makes. I'm not sure what it is, Canada Post, but I know they're ridiculously compensated at the higher levels of management. And say they can't hire more people so the workers don't injure themselves, or if there's a shorter routes. You know, what do we get on that interview? 38-kilometer routes. Cup W on Twitter, deliveringcommunitypower.ca/workersrights.
You are listening to AWOL Radio here on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, radiowaterloo.ca, broadcasting to all of Waterloo Region.